The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." The Gospel of the Lord. I'm a child of the 80s, which means that as I grew up, I heard a lot about the Cold War. And I heard even more about the evil empire of the USSR. And so we would hear things about Russia, that they may drop the bomb on us at any time. We also heard a lot about the people that lived in Russia, how they didn't have the freedoms that we enjoy here in the United States. They couldn't come and go as they pleased. Things like school and work weren't a right. They were a privilege. And then there was that other thing that we often heard about, toilet paper, and the problems in the Soviet Union with toilet paper. Turns out that the first toilet paper factory wasn't built until 1969 there, and so it took decades for the industry to really catch up with the amount of people they had. And so there would be lines and lines of hundreds of people waiting to get toilet paper. And then they would show it off to everyone around so that all could see that they were the privileged few that had the TP. And so they would make necklaces out of it. They would sort of wire it together and wear it around to show that, yes, they had toilet paper. I got to be honest with you, folks. As COVID-19 hit, it made me feel a little bit like we were in Russia. I mean, first of all, we could no longer come and go as we pleased. And that privilege or that right to go to school or go to work very much became a privilege, one that we really didn't have. And yes, the strangest thing about this pandemic, in my mind, is the reality that all of a sudden, we couldn't find toilet paper. Why? Well, the months leading in to shutdown, toilet paper sales went up 50%. But on March 11th and 12th, it went up 845%. And so we would go into stores, and there would be entire rows that were just bare. And it was so strange, wasn't it? And we also learned that as things began to lift, as the stores began to reopen, the toilet paper didn't return. And that's because as soon as you saw some, you would grab it, and you'd grab as much as you could, as much as the stores would allow, for fear that you might run out. And through all of this, we learned something very vital. All toilet paper is not created equally. But wasn't it strange that we felt like we were no longer in a free country? I mean, this Saturday, we'll celebrate July 4th, 244th anniversary of our country, the home of the free, the land of the brave, where we enjoy certain freedoms that other countries don't have. And I think that this particular July 4th might feel a little bit different. Because some of the freedoms that we may have been taking for granted over all these years, we may actually realize how free we really are. And we're also beginning to see that there are some citizens in this country that don't experience or haven't experienced freedom the same way others have. And then we're also afraid at the same time that some of our freedoms may be taken away. As numbers begin to rise once again from this pandemic, Businesses are afraid they might have to close. We're afraid that we might once again go on lockdown. We're afraid that we might be required to wear masks. And going through this once again, it begs the question, are we free or not? I think that's the same question that we actually pull out of our second lesson today. St. Paul is writing to the church in Rome, and he's saying to them, you have been set free. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, you're free. Through baptism, you are free from the law. You are free from sin and death. You're no longer captive. You can no longer claim, hey, the devil made me do it. Because you're free. And then he says, but does that mean that you can just go hog wild and do whatever it is you want? Certainly not. Because just since you're free doesn't mean that you're not a slave to anything. Because here's the reality. You're either going to be a slave to sin or you're going to be a slave to obedience. And that seems kind of strange, doesn't it? I mean, so we're free, but we're not really free? Well, the choice, the path, if we're slaves to sin, that ends in death. The choice of obedience, slavery to obedience, ends with life and life eternal. You see, what we're free to do is we're free to choose. We have the choice. And now I'm not saying that we have the choice of salvation. God made that choice for us by sending Jesus Christ to the cross and by raising him from the dead. But we do have the choice whether or not we're going to live as Jesus would call us to live. We have the choice of doing right or doing wrong. We have the choice of following or not following. We have the choice of coming to worship or staying home. We have the choice of whether or not we're going to be a disciple or not. That's our choice. We are free to make that choice. But make no mistake, one way will end in death. One way will end in life. The choice is ours. We're free to make that choice. That is the choice that is won for us through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the freedom that we have. And what that means, my friends, is that unlike those Jews way back in Jesus' day that had to follow the law, all 613 mitzvah, you had to eat these things and do this on the Sabbath and not do this on the Sabbath and worship this way and hang around these people but not these people and those people but not those people. All of those laws, they were no longer under that weight. They were free to worship how God called them to worship. They were free to be who God called them to be. They weren't trying to earn God's love. They had been set free from that. We have been set free from that. But that doesn't mean that we should just throw it all out the window. It doesn't mean that we can sin all we want to, because tell me, where does that end up? I mean, when you think about the problems that exist in your life right now, can you honestly tell me that it has nothing to do with sin? It has nothing to do with the choices that you make? Of course it does. Because we're free to choose, and sometimes we're going to choose the wrong path. But we're still free to make that choice, to choose the right path, the path to follow Jesus Christ. And that's what true freedom is. Now, in our country today, as I said before, we're worried about what's happening with our freedoms. As we begin to combat this pandemic, we're seeing that our freedoms may be, well, shrinking, right? And then as we look at the protests that are going on, and there are monuments being torn down, and we're finding out that there are certain things that we might say or do, certain words we might say, that come with some very real repercussions. We're beginning to think, are we free or are we not? This is a free country. And that's true. But we have to ask ourselves, what is it that really sets us free? Are we free politically or are we free by Christ? Because being freed by Christ looks very different. Because what that means is we aren't worried about what all of this means to me. We're not worried that our personal liberties may get infringed upon. We're not worried about, oh goodness, this isn't fair to me. We're worried about other people. We're worried about showing love to others. We're not worried about what we get. We're excited about what we can sacrifice. That's what freedom in Christ is. It's living a life of obedience and sacrifice. One of the big debates going on right now is, and I've talked about this before, it's about people wearing masks in public. And some places, like Colombia, just next door to us, they've instituted, mandated that you have to wear a mask. And there are people bringing this to court. You can't tell me what to do. Some people say that there's no point to wearing a mask, that science has shown that it doesn't keep you from getting COVID-19. Look, all of that may be true. Maybe it doesn't help. I could be wrong. But here's the question I think we have to ask ourselves. If I'm wrong and wearing a mask is pointless, well then we've just inconvenienced ourselves a little bit. But if others are wrong and they actually do help, well then we've prevented ourselves from putting an end to this pandemic. So maybe if we stop looking at what we want and what our freedoms mean and start looking at what our actions mean to other people, we begin to see what it means to be free in Christ. It's about making sacrifices. No, it's not about being comfortable. It's not about, what we win or what we get. It's not about being right or wrong. It's about showing others love. That's what it means to be a disciple. We put Jesus first, others second, and then we come in third. That's what it means to follow. That's what it means to be free in Jesus Christ. Can you imagine what the world would look like if we all lived our lives sacrificially? If we all made the choice to be disciples, to put others before ourselves, can you just imagine how much would change? Think about that. Pray about that. And then live it. Make the choice to be a disciple. Follow him. Amen.